According to Noeline Heiser, the head of the UN Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, or ESCAP, the Zero Hunger campaign launch is a good illustration of the value of the United Nations regional commissions to tackle the most critical shared challenges, because she adds the people of Asia and the Pacific have not been spared.
Despite the good progress made in reducing extreme poverty, Asia-Pacific is still home to 563 million undernourished people, and 134 million of them are children under the age of five. Allowing children to go hungry is essentially stunting our shared future. Sustainable development and inclusive growth will not happen on empty stomachs, which is why our efforts to eliminate hunger require such close international and regional coordination and cooperation.
Hiroyuki Konuma, Assistant Director General and Regional Representative for Asia and the Pacific of the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, says progress in eradicating hunger has been very slow, despite the fact that the world produces sufficient food to meet the needs of everyone.
One in every eight people on the planet suffer from hunger, and one in every three children in developing world are stunted. Asia and the Pacific region continues to share the highest proportion of 62% of the world total hunger population. Indeed, nearly two-thirds of the total chronically hungry population live in this region. I believe that MDG goal number one hunger target in halving the proportion of extreme hunger by 2015 and the zero hunger goal in eradicating hunger in our lifetime would be achievable if we harness our wisdom and learn from past lessons, mobilize strong political commitments, and double our efforts and work together as a team for concerted efforts.
For his part, Ian Eliasson, the UN Deputy Secretary General, says defeating hunger is our shared duty and our shared responsibility, adding that hunger is a cross-cutting issue at the core of the three pillars of the United Nations, which is peace, development, and human rights.
Let us be reminded, the right to food, as well as the right to water, by the way, is part of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. When people are afraid of not being able to feed their families, instability arises. When people are starving and too weak to work or learn, progress is stifled and stopped in its tracks. With this drive to defeat global hunger, we are embracing a vision for the future, a future where all people are nourished and able to live healthy and full lives. So now is the time for us to rise to the challenge and finally make the world free from hunger.
Timor-Leste and the Solomon Islands will be the first two countries where ESCAP and FAO will work together towards the shared goal of a world of zero hunger. Beng Poblete-Enriquez, United Nations.